Delighted to see you joining me on the line now. This man would have played a little bit of Gaelic football growing up, I am led to believe. Georgie Kelly, great League of Ireland career before moving to England. Georgie, how's the form? And great to talk to you.
Cheers, Ken, for having me on. Form's good. How's things with you?
All good, Georgie, all good. I was telling a number of people that you were coming on live, a number of people that I work with, and they were delighted to hear this interview. Georgie, just talk to me so far. So the season's coming up now with Carlisle United. Are you looking forward to the season ahead and looking to improve on last year, no doubt?
That's it. And now we have a new manager in there, Rob Elliott, who just came in this year. He's an ex-Irish international. And no, so far also so good. Like we're looking well. A couple of pre-season games, we played Motherwell yesterday and got another win. So no, something good. And as I said, yeah, we'll look to. I imagine we'll be favourites this year to win to go up. So that'll be the aim, you know.
I was looking at your new jersey the other day. I was looking at some of your pre-season videos, and I must admit, if your season is as impressive as your new jersey, it'll be a great season. What was it like playing for Mark Hughes last year, Mark? A big name at Manchester United back in the 80s and 90s. What was it like playing under him?
Aye, that's right. Mark's he was a global figure. Everywhere we went, I always found it funny. No matter where we were in the country, there'd be 5 or 6 United fans lingering around the bus looking for things signed. Like Mark's obviously an icon of the game. Incredible centre forward back in the day. I used to watch some of his clips and bits of when I knew he was coming in, I would have a look at some of those clips. He was a serious centre forward, a strong boy. But it was a good experience. It was a good year. Mark's had a horrible news over the last few weeks as well with some family issues, which is very, very sad for him and his family. But no, as I said, it was we had a good enough year, good enough go at it. We probably just need some fresh ideas now this year. But no, it was a good experience playing under someone of that calibre, you know.
Let's go back now to the start, Georgie. I do remember you, obviously UCD, Dundalk, Bowes, Pats, but 2 times I remember you playing. We'll talk about St. Pat's in just a second. Obviously, UCD as well. How did a young man, I think it was Burt, you played a little bit of Gaelic football from Burt, but how did you become a professional footballer? And as a young kid growing up, that obviously was your aim. And was it Derry City youth level and a bit of Gaelic football of Burt, would it be correct?
That's right, yeah. I played a lot of Gaelic football and hurling as well with Bert. Up until I went to university, I was a much bigger, much more of a fan of the GAA than the soccer, to be honest. And I played in Declan Bunner's development squads right up from under 15 right up to under 17 or minor. I went into Derry City, had the option to go in there for 6 months or a year just before I was going to university. But if I'm being honest now, I was going to UCD just for the college and for the course. I'd done a business commerce degree, and there was no plans of being a footballer then, you know. It was just getting to university and get the degree done, and I ended up kind of falling in there. Had a couple of good years at UCD, and things kind of went from there, you know.
That's the brilliant thing about UCD, Georgie, and you'll be well qualified to answer this question. There's a third tier now coming into the League of Ireland, and there's a number of college teams, maybe one college team in it from Cork now this coming season, but in the future there may be a number of other college teams. How does college life, like the likes of UCD, it gives you that opportunity to play football, but it also prepares you to have that education in the background after you finish playing football. So UCD was a great move for you, wasn't it, and gave you an opportunity of professional football?
It's great. It's great for a lot of lads. And the thing about UCD as well, and now Cork, you're right, it'd be great to see them in this third tier. The great thing about UCD is it's extremely reputable college, like with some real detailed, hard, complex degrees. So it's not like you see a lot of lads maybe going to America or different things, and they could be fiddling about with any old degree and it's not really worth a whole lot to them. But in Ireland, and that's where UCD is so good in my eyes, was you can go and get a top degree. We had lads, you know, physicists and computer scientists and all sorts playing for us then as well. So it's a great mix of the both, you know what I mean? So it's there's nowhere better. Obviously, Donegal man running the show down there, William O'Connor now. So no, it's great that there's quite a bit of Donegal links, and there's a lot of players came through there, as you would know, over the years. Sam Todd and a whole host of Donegal lads. So It's been a great avenue. So it has been.
What a year 2018 was for you. I think it was something like 15 goals and 17 games for UCD. That performance and that amount of goals earned you a move to Dundalk, and Dundalk were playing in Europe that time. They won the league, they won the cup. What did it feel like for Georgie Kelly to win two leagues with two different clubs, and you also won an FAI Cup? I think that was 2018. What a year that was for you.
That's great. That's a good year. Yeah, that was a real... when you go, the thing about UCD is you're playing with a lot of young lads your own age. So going from that into that dressing room with Dundalk, that was that big Dundalk team, you know, of that era under Kenny, where it just runs in Europe and serious team of men. Like, so it was a big difference for me as a young fella going in there then. So I would have learned a whole lot. It was a different environment, but it was great. Real winning culture in that team. Like, and as you say, we had a couple of great years there and won a few trophies. But it was brilliant. As I said at the time, I was probably behind Pat Hoban at the time, was the top striker in the country. He was bang goal. So I actually probably didn't play as much as I would have loved to at Dundalk. But I still contributed and featured and scored the odd goal. So I enjoyed my time there. But now it was a great time as well, you know, under Stephen and that.
You also spent time with Bohemians and St Patrick's Athletic. I'm going to focus on St Pat's for now, Georgie. I was in Finn Park one Friday night. You scored against Finn Harps. I think it was the Ollie Horrigan era. What was it like playing against Harps? I'm sure you would know some of the guys playing. Not too sure it was Mark Coyle playing that night or not, but you scored against Harps, Inchy Coer side, St Patrick's Athletic, real tradition of the League of Ireland. Don't know if you remember that game or not, but it was in Finn Park and you definitely scored at least one.
That's right. Now, in fairness, I always had reasonable luck when I played for the house. I've scored a few goals for them over the years against all these teams. I always, even with UCD, I remember scoring a couple. It was always nice, but because you'd know the people from home would be listening in. But no, I do remember that game. To be honest, that was actually a rarity at that spell at St Pat's for me. Didn't go that well. I was struggling with different little niggles and issues, but that was one of the rare goals I probably did score for St Pat's. Yeah.
In terms of Donegal men playing League of Ireland, there's obviously a lot, but I don't think there's too many Donegal men were named in the League of Ireland Team of the Year. That happened to you in 2021, and it's gone from my head now. Who was the other striker? I would love to know who the other striker was. Maybe you know. What did it feel like for you? You obviously played in Europe, but what did it feel like for you to play or to be part of the Team of the Year at League of Ireland? That's a great individual award to get.
Well, that's great as well. It was a good year. It's nice to be selective. Scored a few goals that year, so that always helps then, and then kind of awards things. But it's always nice, as you say. So the bigger thing that year, we had a great run in Europe, and it was a great buzz about the place. That was kind of just after the real outbreak of COVID time, and I remember we played them European games in the Aviva, and it was the first time you could get a real kind of a crowd into games. Because they were, I think, might have been 7,000 or 8,000, and but at that time we'd been playing in front of no one before that, so it was that was a real kind of highlight of that year. Like,
brilliant stuff, Georgie. Brilliant stuff. Any young parent tuning in now, any young footballer tuning in, I have a good question for you in relation to moving to England. Rotherham was the first club that you played with in England before moving to Carlisle. Lots of players that I know now and parents, there's rumours and there's words about their son heading to England. What advice would you give a young lad moving to England? You obviously didn't go over, obviously you were early to mid-20s when you went over, and to me that's a good thing. What advice would you give a young footballer on the verge of the move to England?
Yeah, listen, I get a lot of parents and different people be ringing me and asking me that question, to be honest, simply because I went the different route, you know, with the education and stuff before. It's a difficult one, to be honest. Again, like my situation, I wasn't in that predicament because as a young fellow, as I said, I was playing more GAA and hurling than I was, you know, when I was 16 or 17, I didn't really have the option to go and sign for an English club. But there's a lot of young lads now that do, even a lot of young and showing Donegal lads going over to Luke O'Donnell's, just going over there to the Wolves. There's a few, I'm sure there'll be a few more as well. To be honest, it's very easy for me to say, they should stay on and do their leaving cert. But at the same time, I can imagine it's very hard for any parent to tell a young kid, no, you're not going to go over and play for Manchester United or whoever. You know, it's very hard to shut that dream down at such a young age as well. So it's a delicate balance, is what I would say. And the only thing is that there is definitely real good options now at home here, where it be, you know, I've seen even Luke's younger brother there, Jamie's going to sign for Sligo Rovers and maybe go to school and college up there. And you, as I said, UCD's there, and there'll be a few more options now. At least if the young lad or girl is interested in school, they have the options to do both. Because, as you say as well, you can go over at a young age, and it's extremely competitive over there, and you can get chewed up, and you could be home in a couple of years, which happens the majority as well. You know, so it's a tough decision, but it's definitely not a straightforward one either. You know what I mean? There's no right or wrong. Like,
brilliant answer. Georgie, in terms of Finn Harps, we know you're a proud Donegal man, and a wee friend of mine told me you may have been at a Donegal double match recently. Talk to me about Finn Harps. Are you keeping a close eye on Finn Harps at the moment? Not going great at the moment, but there's good positive news in the background. Freddie Gonzalez may be coming in. Maybe he might even give you a wee quick call, but it's probably hard to see at the minute how bad the club, like bottom of the table in the first division, but there is promising signs here.
That's right. I was up from Parklands home there a few weeks ago. They were beat by UCD that night. And as you said, it's a sad sight to see kind of the Donegal's club kind of in the position that they're in. But no, that would be great news. In my eyes, it would be. Now, I don't know all the details of what's going on, but it sounds quite promising. Like, the way the league's going now, you need that financial backer really to actually compete. Especially with the third tier, I think timing wise, Van Herf probably need this at the minute. As I said, I think it would be great. And from what I hear as well, there could be still some tricky legal things to work through, different bits and pieces. So it's definitely not over the line yet. But I think anyway, it would be great to have, like, Donegal deserves to have a real good thriving club for all the young players and the Donegal lads who are spread. There's a lot of lads I grew up playing all across Northern Ireland or down the country with Dublin clubs or whatever. It would be great to have a real good, thriving, you know, team at Donegal and a team for young lads to go and play with and experience, you know, good senior football. And I think there's real talent in Donegal right across the county. So it'd be great to see the club thriving and a new stadium and all that would come with it. So I'm my view on it anyway is I'd love to see it. I'd be hopeful that it'll all work out, like, you know.
So says all of us. Georgie, finally, before I let you go, you used the word talented there. Well, you are a talented couple because your girlfriend is a Kate O'Connor, the Irish athlete, represented Ireland at the Olympics as well. So you are a talented couple, and I'm sure we're training in the off-season, I'm sure the diet and everything, so she should be keeping tabs on you.
That's right, she'll be highly off, and there's not much partying done. She'll be training flat out. But she keeps me right. She keeps me right, and it's great.
Brilliant stuff. George, I'm going to end this interview now with two quick fine questions for you. I know you're a keen sportsman. The first question, who's going to win the World Cup?
Spain. To be honest, I couldn't tell you. Watching it, you never know what's going to happen, but I like the look of Spain.
Good lad. And finally, the English Premier League champions for the 2026-2027 season will be
Manchester City, I think.
Georgie Kelly, great talking to you. Great talking to you, Georgie, this Sunday afternoon. Thanks for taking time out.
Not at all, Ken. Anytime. Talk to you again.